Joining me now from your Vancouver Whitecaps, the left back, it is Jordan Harvey, who I understand is quite the big baseball fan. You grew up in California, so are you a Dodgers fan? What are you, Jordan?
I grew up in Orange County, so I'm an Angels fan. I used to go out, watch Troy Glaus.
Yeah, yeah.
Salmon, Winfield. Yeah, man, I used to walk that as a little leaguer. Every year, walk the stadium. So I had a good time growing up playing baseball in Mission Viejo.
Yeah. So what did you come to a point where you had to choose soccer over baseball? What was that like?
Yeah, that was about high school. I had the opportunity to basically go into a residency program in Florida and play soccer year round with the national team. And so it was at that point I had to drop the glove and move away from home. And that was about 2 years. Until I came back to high school for my senior year and then went to college and played soccer. But baseball was a huge part of my life growing up. It taught me a ton of life lessons and it helped me a lot in soccer as well. But I love the sport. I really do.
I got to say, like, it's if I'm being completely honest with you here, as I will always be honest, it's a damn shame that the Angels can't get their act together and put a decent team around Mike Trout, man. What's going on?
He's an amazing player.
Oh,
man.
He's incredible.
Yeah, it is a shame. It is, but they had a good run there back when I was still in California. They had the Rally Monkey.
That's right. Yeah.
People were going crazy, but you can't like the Yankees or Red Sox. You can't bank on a team from Southern California being in it every year. But Dodgers have done well.
Jordan Harvey, our guest here on Sportsnet tonight. I'm Dan Riccio. It is Sportsnet 650. And one thing I want to talk to you about the season going on and all that and what's coming up for you guys, because you have had quite the season. But, you know, I've met a lot of people. I'm a major soccer guy, obviously baseball. I'm a sports nut. But, you know, I grew up a soccer guy watching the Italian League with my pop on Sunday mornings. You know, that's how I grew up, being of Italian descent. And you know, I've encountered so many different people, and I've met a lot of soccer people who just can't stand baseball, and I don't understand. Did you find any similarities between soccer and baseball that kind of helped you in both sports?
Oh man, I've never been asked this question. That's a tough one. Not a lot of similarities,
right?
Because it's so start and stop and soccer is pretty constant.
Yeah.
I think, you know, just going into just sports in general, I think it's the mindset, it's the concentration, it's the total focus that I think is harder in baseball because of the start and stop. And soccer, you know, the game's flowing 90 minutes and you don't lose that focus from a stoppage of play. So not a lot of similarities, but like I said, I love baseball, and each sport has its own, poetry or however you want to get into it, but its own beauty. And I can understand how people might not like watching soccer or baseball, but having played both sports, I enjoy it thoroughly.
All right. There's Jordan Harvey, Vancouver Whitecaps defender, and a good one at that. So it's now five straight years for you where you've gone over 2,000 minutes. And when I was covering Toronto FC, before moving out here, you know, a lot of some of those younger guys there, Jonathan Osorio, he kind of mentioned 2,000 minutes as a bit of a milestone for him early in his career, and he was really happy to get there. It's something that, you know, I had never really thought of until having those conversations, but here you are doing it basically every year. What's your secret for consistency?
Oh man, I never thought of that as a milestone, to be honest.
Yeah.
I always, as much as I could, tried to put myself in the position to play each and every game. If I wasn't playing a game, I was chomping at the bit to play the next game. I wasn't really worried about minutes per se, as much as just contributing on a weekly basis. And I think for me, just being a defender, it's just being consistent each and every game, giving the manager the confidence that he knows what he's going to get from you each and every game when he puts you out there. So that's what I've tried to replicate. You know, every once in a while, I'll chip in with a few goals, which in the last few years you can bank on. And so, yeah, each and every year you have to get better because this league is getting better. And so I've just tried to, stay up with the curve. These young guys are coming in faster, better players, way more talented. And so you got to get better to keep up with them and to, you know, keep capturing that 2,000 minutes like Soria mentioned.
Yeah, and you provided quite the nice assist a couple of weeks ago against Sporting KC, and Hurtado able to finish it. I noticed whoever is playing the wingback positions this year with your squad, it's becoming more and more often where you guys are putting a ton of balls into the box and letting those guys kind of get to work. And how much of that has been a conversation as the team has evolved over the course of the season and really found its form into the stretch run?
Yeah, it's been a huge part of it. Getting the fullbacks involved. To be honest, we are a team that grinds out some of these wins, especially on the road. If we're able to, maintain our game plan throughout the 90 minutes, throughout the game, it's more of a grind. And that's fine because we have the players, we have the depth to do that. It's not necessarily a huge component, getting the wingbacks forward to put in crosses, but if it's possible within the game plan and within the game as it unfolds, more power to us to get forward. But, for the most part, we are a defensive unit and we can get a goal and grind it out. There have been a handful of games where it's gotten away from us, but that's only because we've maybe fallen behind the eight ball and then spread out defensively. But, I do like to get forward. I know a lot of fullbacks on this team have, and that's always been, the fun part of playing left fullback for me. But it's also, super enjoyable to grind out a win like we have in KC, like we have on the road so many times this year. I think that's one of the things that I've learned to love throughout my career is to battle for 90 minutes and then come away with the victory. Even if maybe they had more possession or more shots, just being able to grind out those wins is satisfying.
Jordan Harvey of the Vancouver Whitecaps joins me, Dan Riccio, here on Sportsnet 650 Vancouver, your home of the Canucks. So it's obviously been talked about, all the things that can happen if you guys get the win on against San Jose on Sunday. I got to imagine it gets annoying for you in the group having to answer these questions all the time, but it's what the people want to hear, and it is crazy, given how hot you guys have been throw away the result against New York last week, but it's been a really strong run, and you've put yourself and you've earned every little bit of this success that you guys have had.
Yeah, it's been like I said, a grind throughout the season, and it's funny you bring up the scenarios, and I chuckle a little bit just because down the stretch, just before we clinched that playoff spot, it was every week was different playoff scenarios, and who had to win, who had to lose. And so as a player, I find it funny. We're trying to win each and every game, no matter, what anybody else does. This week, obviously, we have the opportunity to clinch first place. And, for me personally, that would be very satisfying. I've never finished a season in first place. And so I'd love to, add that to my resume. I think that's something that a lot of guys would like to put on there and after your career is done, look back and say, this was, the most successful season maybe some of these guys have ever had. And so it's definitely something we're thinking about. We want to get first place. We want to get that first round bye, just as important. It's a huge game. And we just need to bring that emotion, that passion that we've brought all season that's carried us through. I think it was lacking maybe a little bit in this last game, like you said, against New York. And we just need to bring that through, and I'm confident in that.
Jordan Harvey, our guest here on Sportsnet tonight. So obviously it was a big week with the U.S. men's national team, right? And failing to make the World Cup, you being obviously an American yourself. I've been, like I said, I was covering Toronto FC out east, and I've come over here, and I wanted, cover the Whitecaps, and I want to promote soccer in North America. It is growing. It's something that I've grown up loving, and I think it's only going to continue growing from here. And I guess the for a Canadian like myself, the biggest takeaway I have with the States missing out is that you know, it brings back some of the old thoughts about soccer, like, whatever, it's soccer, we don't care about it. And it's some of those, like, stigmas that soccer fans and players have fought for years here in North America. I think that was my biggest takeaway of something that I didn't want to see, but obviously it's the reality now. What was your takeaway this week when the U.S. missed out?
I think it's devastating for, you know, the U.S. Soccer Federation. To touch on what you kind of mentioned with, you know, people in the media downplaying it, saying that it's not that big of a deal. I think it's, I mean, I'm a professional soccer player, so it's a massive deal for me. It's a massive deal for our league. You know, if there is a silver lining in this, it's that hopefully we can, you know, somehow change the problem that's in it, the systematic, you know, flaws within it that we could possibly correct and make sure that this never happens again. You know, I don't know the ins and outs, but, you know, that last game, just looking at the last game in general, it was, you know, going back to what I talked about with our game against New York, I think it was just a lack of urgency. It didn't seem like there wasn't anything on the line for some of these guys. And that was the frustrating part to watch from a distance and see, you know, people not closing players down or sprinting after things. You know, and I think as much as there needs to be a change, there also needs to be, you know, there's a lot of people just jumping on board here, jumping on board because everybody's negative about the U.S. national team right now. You know, we get a tie in that, we're through, it's scary, and people are, you know, not really causing a fuss. But hopefully it makes some sort of difference and there is a change for good because of this. That's the only thing I could think of. But in you know, short term, it's devastating for, like I said, U.S. soccer, MLS, and I'm sure a lot of people are out a lot of money in terms of TV deals and everything because of it.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's going to be 5 years before there's another chance to see the U.S. in the World Cup, and that's just devastating for the game in the overall. But, hey, Jordan, keep doing what you're doing, man. I really appreciate the time tonight. And, hey, better luck next year for your Angels, I guess.
I guess I'll just jump on board with the Dodgers.
Yeah, there you go. Like that'll be a good idea, you know? Cheer for Clayton Kershaw. Not bad.
This is West Coast.
That's it. Thanks for this, Jordan. There he is, Jordan Harvey, Whitecaps left back. And Sunday is their big game. They get a chance to clinch the number one seed in the West with a win over the San Jose Earthquakes.